Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicka Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
It's life's about timing. You know, comedy is timing. I like how, you know, we're having a conversation and I said, basically it's just time to...
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is your built-in live audience.
Yeah. Yes. We're checking to see if Chuck Gatlin has got our banner up on the website yet. Ralph is looking. We are launching today the Man Cave Contest, the Morning Mayhem Best Man Cave Contest, brought to you by Coffin by Design and Coffin by Design West. And we're looking for the best man cave with a Razorback theme and a non-Razorback theme. So the best part about that, the coolest prize, in addition to getting Corky's gift certificate, is there, Ralph. A gift certificate there, and also Tori from Down Home Catering, catering 10 or 15 people there. We're going to do our show live at your place,
nice,
if you want it. Now, you may not want us there.
Yeah.
But our judges, listen to these judges, Justin Moore, Darren McFadden, Kanan Sandy, Ginger Sandy, and Melinda Mayo.
Well, you know, those are all four people that are 100% Razorback fans. I mean, and you've got the legend in T-Mac as well.
And then, Roger, who's
Chris Howe?
Well, Chris, wow.
Yeah.
Chris just sent us an example of his. And so all you need to send in pictures, go to the website, go to our website, and there'll be instructions to do that. And
Click the banner. Let's see, just click the banner. I'm sure is all you got to do. That's going to pop up. Here's your chance to broadcast from here. It's got your name, email, phone number. Upload your photos right there. Submit the form and easy peasy.
Easy peasy, you said. So that'll be exciting. It'll be interesting to see. I was talking to Darren McFadden. I said, Darren, do you have a man cave? He said, I really don't. He said, one of these days I will. I think if you got kids, you got a bunch of kids running around, it's sort of hard to, you know, worry about that. But and then at a certain point in your life, you've got the money to do it. And, you know, like the Kanan Sandy deal, you know, Kanan just gets a gazillion things and Razorback sent to him. And
ain't that something?
And so, listen, it could be in Arkansas State.
That's why you're doing it. It's not a Razorback.
That's right. That's right.
You know what? That's a great point. That you say, you know what? Maybe my man cave is from UCA. Maybe I'm an Arkansas. You know what? Lee Harden. Is it Harden?
Yeah, Lee Hardman.
Hardman. Excuse me.
Yeah.
The story about him is pretty cool. I mean, he's loving life where he is right now down in Texas, and doing what he did at UAPB. Maybe you've got UAP, but whatever it is, you know, you're representing. Maybe it's not sports related. That's why you're saying.
That's right. It could be just a cool place that's got some of the deer that you killed, or maybe, you know what? Here's the deal. I mentioned the Qualls. They've got one upstairs where they've got an old pinball machine that his son redid. And I love a place you can go and you play pool. You got a pool table in your D. You got what's the little thing on the little slide thing that we had that one over there?
Shuffleboard.
Little shuffleboard thing.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so we'll do this next week.
Right.
We'll give you till now until next week to get your pictures in.
So you start submitting.
Yeah, start submitting today. You got till next week, all of next week, and then we'll announce the winner the following week.
Oh, very good, very good. Now you can go on there as well. You go to our website. You can look on the banner. You can see a few things up there. There is a message for about our buddy Trip Trap Trey Shep's podcast, Shortgrass. There is the Buzzbecue coming up. Team still available for that, Ralph, at last note?
Just a few
left at that. And, of course, then the Buzz Golf Tournament, which is on Monday. And there may be a few of those openings in the mornings only right now. So you can do that. Do all that. The Buzz.
Somebody just said, Where's Bass? He's in the net. I need to remember.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I need to remember to move over. You know, I know you don't care if I'm in the
picture. Well, I do too.
You look a lot better than me.
I try to
right
put
now.
You in that. Listen, I saw you in that blue jacket last night, and I don't want to get sexual on this show right now. It's a little too early for that.
That'll
be very good.
A couple things. We've got really excited about Ella McDowell, the third baseman for the Razorbacks, who was the number three overall player in the country coming out the year before last, out of high school. Last year she has a freshman All-American year. Razorbacks are hot, man. They're really, everybody's contributing. We'll visit with her at 8:05 today. She is a pistol. Yeah. Really excited about that. I know how popular girls softball is, and we've been able to follow and support. Yeah, Bree Ellis had one of the historic years last year in following Bree.
They're everywhere. We met a baseball, a softball player yesterday up at Luxury Pool and Spa.
That's right. She was a third baseman previous to
absolutely.
Her. Hey, Todd, I don't know if you can find the 4th and 25 call, but if you, will you look for that and see it and punch it up here in a second. Roger and I were reading. Alex Collins will be inducted posthumously tonight at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. I'm emceeing it. His mother's here. They've got probably 20 family members that have traveled from Florida and Georgia to be here. But, Roger, we were talking earlier today. Not many people realize the numbers for Alex Collins. Alex Collins, Darren McFadden, and Herschel Walker are the only running backs in SEC history to rush for 1,000 yards in each of their first three seasons. Yeah. I'm telling you, that is tall cotton to be.
It is.
It really is. It's impressive. Also, Alex Collins holds the Arkansas single-season record with 20 rushing touchdowns in 2015. And he is second on the Razorbacks' all-time rushing chart with 3,700 behind McFadden's 4,590. If he comes back, Roger, his senior year, doesn't come in early, he breaks that record. And I think both Herschel and Bo Jackson, all those guys, and McFadden only stayed 3 years, too, and that's why. So,
yeah.
But he still would have had that. Also, too, he was the MVP in his last game, 185 yards. That was the Liberty Bowl, 45-23 win over Kansas State. I thought there was one. Oh, the one other stat was he's the first freshman in SEC history to rush for 100 yards in his first three games, and so really he had a really great career. He was a good kid. What was the thing he could do? What was the dance he could do? It was the
Irish
jig.
Is it the clodhopper things? I think they do it at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
What is it? I'm looking at is river dancing.
The river dance.
Irish
that's what it
river
is.
Dancing.
That's what it is. Yeah.
And he became known for that.
Can you imagine that dude doing that?
Yes.
It is a great workout.
Yeah, and he didn't have just an awesome pro career, but it was okay. He did okay, and then tragically was killed in a motorcycle accident. I think he was 28 years old. He'll go into that, but sometimes I forget about his role in the 4th 25 play. I was there on the sideline. Trey Jeff and I were there. You know, it looked like the game was over with, and we were on the Razorback side, and we couldn't see what happened. We were going, why? And we saw the Ole Miss, the sideline jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And so we were thinking, yeah, this is it. This is over. And all of a sudden, I remember telling Trey, I said, he's got the ball. I said, Collins, he's got the ball. And he's coming right at us. And, of course, then he fumbles at the end.
He
needed to fumble.
What was it? It was 4th and 25, and he got 31 out of it.
Who was it that fell on it? Was the tight end, the big tight end that got in trouble in Charlotte?
That recovered the fumble?
Yeah, who was it?
I thought it was it wasn't Alex?
No.
I thought it was he that recovered.
He fumbled and it, somebody else recovered.
You know, I think he fumbled it probably because he didn't know where it was. He just knew he had to
keep running as far as he could. Well, think about it.
Yeah.
You're 25 years. You don't know where the dorm sticks are. And you just say, well, you look at it when you're running. No, he's just trying to avoid getting tackled.
Exactly.
So you might have thought he was short. Did you find it? It'll make, Todd, do you have that call by chance?
Not at the moment. I've been wrestling with Roger for control of the computer.
Hey, wrestling.
Let's pick up, Todd, because I don't see you.
Either one of you. We'll find that here shortly. But anyway, the point was is that Alex Collins had a tremendous career. He was a good young man. I told his mother last night, you know, she didn't know. I said, well, I'm from Florida, too, and I play for the Razorbacks. And she was like, wow. Because back then, Roger, I think I'm the only second guy from Florida after Pat Summerall to play at Florida played at Arkansas for 50 years. And now we got a lot more, but that was a big get for Brett Bielema at the time to get Alex Collins to come to Arkansas. It's sort of sad, you know, you had Ryan Mallett. Did they pass like in back-to-back years? I mean, it was pretty darn close.
It was very close. Bielema had great things to say about him, and then so did the folks up in Seattle, where they talked about it. And again, the article points out that here it is that Seattle let him go. He goes to, I think, the Ravens. Ravens drop him, and then Seattle goes back and gets him, which says a lot that they thought enough of him as a young man and as a leader. Harbaugh. It was the Ravens because Harbaugh. Okay. Talks about that as well at what the character of Alex Collins.
If you want to watch tonight, I think they are streaming it live on Facebook. So if you go to the Sports Hall of Fame Facebook page, you'll see that. I'm emceeing. I've emceed it for the last 4 years. They've also given me the role to where if somebody goes a little long, I am the muscle.
Play the music?
I've only had to do it a couple times. Brad Taylor, my old teammate, was one of them. I had to come up from behind and sort of...
No wonder we can't get Brad on the show.
I had to hug you. I was
there for that, wasn't I?
It was good. And one other gentleman. Most of the time it's fine. You've got lights and all that. But it'll be a great night tonight. If you haven't made your plans, come over and hang out this weekend at Oaklawn. You got so much to watch on TV. You got the Masters going on. By the way, you know how you can tell the Masters is on a different level when it just... The way it looks is if you look at the practice greens and the driving ranges, they look like it looks as nice as the nicest golf course. I mean, what is just a practice area looks as nice as the nicest golf course.
Absolutely.
It's on a different level. And our buddy John Daly is there, and he's selling at the Top Dog. He's selling all his items there.
His lighters. Where are your lighters? Where are your John Daly?
I know. Remind me, we need to do some giveaways for there. Yeah. Also, too, don't forget, because of Steve Qualls, we have our Morning Mayhem shirts. We're going to start pushing those out again. Our 609er shirts, if you want to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Again, you can call Steve and I don't know what the process is, but I know he's got all sorts of things. I don't know if chicks, you know, this time of year, if halter tops... Tank tops, you know, was it halter tops? Is that the one that just went to the belly, the midriff or whatever? Is that what that was? You remember that, Ralph?
I don't know what they're called.
But anyway, are there some tank tops people might want them? Maybe some dudes want them as well, but you might be able to do those.
So what's funny, we got Chuck Barrett and Bo and Bart over here doing their show. We're getting ready to play the clip of Alex Collins in the 4th and 25. Why play the clip when we've got Chuck Barrett right
Chuck,
there?
Would you come over here and redo it?
Would you redo it? The clip. I mean, that would be really cool. Could Chuck Barrett redo that clip at the end?
Yeah. We can find a sponsor.
Todd's got it. Todd, go ahead and punch it up. I think is it Jeremy Sprinkle that has the desert? Okay, go ahead and punch it up, Todd. Let's listen to it, and obviously you'll find out Alex Collins' role in that as well. Go ahead.
4th down and 25. Razorbacks at the 40 in overtime. Ole Miss going to rush 3, drop 8. Allen gets the snap. He's going to fire to the sideline, complete to Henry, but Hunter well shy of the first down. He's going to lateral it back. Ball's on the ground, picked up by Collins. Alex has got room at the 30.
Chuck.
25, 20.
Real quick,
Collins
for a
at the 15, cuts back at the 10. This game's still alive, and the Hogs have a first down. Hunter Henry lateraled it back over his head, Keith, and we're still playing football.
What a great call that was. Chuck Barrett joins us now. Chuck, that's fine. Can we get the other one? Which one? That's perfect. Yeah, Chuck, we just played your call, and we were just talking about Alex because he's going in the Hall of Fame tonight, posthumously, of course.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, I was about to say, is anybody saying, hey, would you make that call again? Would you relive that call?
I don't know that I could. I mean, I listen, and I do this a lot. I listen, and I'm like, who is that guy? What made him do that or say that?
Listen, well, the other thing is that I don't think you referenced it at the end. Did you see the fumble at the end?
I did not.
Okay, I was.
I will be honest and tell you, I did not see that fumble.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I did not see that fumble. And it was on the far side of the field. Mm-hmm. And, that was like the replay played, and it's like, wow, I didn't even see that part.
And it was Sprinkle, right? Did I get that right, or did I get that wrong? Who had the fumble? I can't remember who had the fumble recovery.
It was Reed. It was Reed, the wide receiver Reed.
Okay, so forget that. I was wrong with Sprinkle.
I think they wore the same number.
Okay.
I think they might have. What was the guy's name? Last name was Reed, I think.
So Collins thought, because he didn't know how far
he thought
he had
the game was ending.
That's why
he thought they had to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
He thought they had to score a touchdown.
Bragging on Alex and the kind of person he was. I talked to his mom last night. You know, he's a Floridian like I was. The memories of Alex and the kind of kid he was.
Well, he would light up a room.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the guy when he walked in. I've always believed the players that are the most popular are the ones that love them back.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans loved them and loved Alex, and Alex loved them back. And he let them see it. And he was enormously popular. I can tell you in Fayetteville, and you know, in Fayetteville sometimes you grow accustomed to seeing the players. You know how it is when you were there. It's not the novelty that it is in other parts of the state. unless you're someone like Alex Collins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he's got the kind of personality that when he walks in the room, you may have seen him Tuesday.
Yeah.
But he's still the guy that you're excited to see on Friday or Saturday.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
He's just got that kind of personality.
I think we underestimate his numbers. When your name is listed in a stat with Herschel Walker and McFadden, I mean, it's... Now, maybe, obviously, he didn't have the fanfare and all that that comes with McFadden and Herschel and Bo Jackson, but his numbers, he was productive, man. I mean...
Well, you think about that era. I mean, we could run the football.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a physical offensive line, and he was not... You know, he was small in stature. He could make a guy miss,
yeah.
But he was not a scat back.
Yeah.
He'd lower his shoulder.
Very physical.
And, you know, he was just a guy that you combined all that.
Yeah.
And you had kind of what you envisioned a Razorback football player being.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that goes out and performs, he's tough, but he's still glad to sign an autograph and you know, smile with your kids for a picture when
that's
it's over.
You know, we talked about the other day about another a celebrity, but he knew he was a Razorback, and he knew people wanted to be around him.
That's right.
And that speaks highly. It was Dominique Reed.
All right.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to get you in trouble. I see that both of you are back on the
air. You want to call him?
We can call him.
Yeah.
We can have you call Bo.
All right. Bo, I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm gone.
Always great to see you.
We got a better NIL deal.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. That's where we are
that's
now.
Right. Well, I got a better NIL deal.
Well, I just thought it was fitting. I was like, wait a minute. The guy who's the play we're calling is right there.
Absolutely. I couldn't do it again for...
Yeah, that was a heck... One of the great calls, one of the great plays in the history of the program.
Yes, it was.
Always good to see you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
The one and only Chuck Barry.
There he is right there, living legend.
How about that? You know, I couldn't remember who got darned the thumb.
I couldn't either. He knew Reed. He threw out Reed.
Yeah. You know what?
I thought it was Collins.
He would have said it if he would have seen it. That's why
sure
I know he doesn't mention it, because it was a scrum over there.
True.
Everybody was trying to figure
great
out.
Point.
Yeah. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show, Roger. Yeah.
But I do remember that Alex fumbled because he's stretching out. He's stretching out to try to get every single yard he can,
because
he doesn't see the marker, and that's where that came from. I don't think anybody popped it out of him, but anyway.
I want to mention a couple other birthdays today, because we're going to be really busy with it. We're over here for Oaklawn Apple Blossom and the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame banquet tonight. Chuck Connor's birthday is today. There's so many of the big names like...
Get Tommy on the phone so he can sing the song.
Omar Sharif. Oh my gosh! You had that. Max von
Max van Schnelling,
the Exorcist guy.
Schnelling, yeah.
Sidow, yeah. So you got all those guys are having birthdays today. We already mentioned this: John Madden and Don Meredith, two of the most prominent TV former football players of all time.
Yep. One of the great announcers. Both of them. Don was just, and I call him Don, he was just Monday Night Football. That's all we know him from.
And then the other...
Right?
As far as
announcing.
That's right.
And again, with the team with Summerall and Madden.
The other couple birthday guys I had to mention. Junior Samples. Remember Junior Samples?
Don't say it.
Do you know the BR549? Oh, did I get that right?
Nailed
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
Nailed
are you serious?
100%.
I'm telling you, I had not thought about that.
Of course not.
I hadn't thought about that in 30 years.
That's true.
I can't remember my code for the getting in the door at the buzz.
It's 100%. 100%.
Harry Morgan. I was not a big MASH fan, but he
You
was
know
the,
what? But before he was MASH, what was he?
I don't know.
Dragnet.
Oh my gosh, I did
he
know
was
that.
Gannon.
What was
he
his
was
name in
Gannon
in MASH? Who was? What was his name?
Oh, Potter.
Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Not it was Henry Potter. I think it was Henry Potter. No, wait. It was Henry Blake.
You said Harry Potter.
I said Harry Potter. It was Colonel Potter. It was Henry Blake. So it was Henry Blake.
Sherman T. Potter.
Sherman Potter. Very good. Very good.
Look at me. I like Harry Potter.
No, listen. No.
I like that.
That ain't nothing.
All right, let's take a break. 661-1037.
Had you not said anything, the only people that would have known would have been our older demo. The younger people would have been listening, like, but Christian wouldn't have, but some of the youngers would have been and go, oh, wow, I didn't know that's where they probably got that.
Wade Smith coming up. Also, Ella McDowell, the third baseman for the Razorbacks, really excited about that. You know, when the baseball team is struggling, softball team is not. I hope we don't curse them, but we'll look forward to having her on.
According to Rebecca Wikipedia, Mallett died in June of 23. Alex, August, just 2 months later.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that close.
Nor did I. And again, and here's the other deal. I forgot that it was a motorcycle accident with him. I had put them so close together with Mallett that I thought it was a water accident again.
Somebody makes a great point. Hey, Baz, from the 870, you've got Fochuk sitting next to you and Roger. He can remake the Collins call.
If people want to know why, I will not be disrespectful.
Yes.
Because I find it, it's endearing. You know, for me to do it, but I wouldn't want to embarrass him.
I didn't think about that.
It speaks to your presence to be able to get him.
Oh, yeah, I was like, thinking that. I looked over there. Wait a minute. We're listening to the guy we're seeing him right in front of us.
It was Dominic Reed.
Peyton Hillis almost died within...
In the water.
Somebody makes that point. Yep. It was pretty close to the same date, right?
It was... I know it was swimming. He was swimming.
He almost had three guys. The
he was going out there to save a nephew or something.
Yeah.
Was it a son or nephew or something?
Yeah, it was a
combination. He passed one kid to get to another one, I think. I'm not sure.
All right. Do not go away. Plenty more show to go. We're glad you're with us. 7:25.
Ortho Arkansas presents Razorback infielder Cam Kozel each week when he joins Morning Mayhem this baseball season. Ortho Arkansas, orthopedic care for everyday pain and injuries.
This is SportsCenter.
Hunter Fitzgerald hit a two-run single in the bottom of the first inning and a solo home run in the sixth as the Arkansas Travelers beat the Wichita Wind Surge 4-2 at Dickey Stevens Park. Michael Arroyo added an RBI ground rule double for the Travs in the second inning. Right-hander Ryan Hawks picked up the victory on the mound for the Travs. He allowed one earned run on five hits with eight strikeouts over his five innings of work. The series continues at 7:05 tonight. That means Stephen Davis will have the pregame show at 6:50 on 106.7 Buzz 2. In other news, the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame will hold its annual induction ceremony at Oaklawn tonight in Hot Springs. This year's class was highlighted by former Arkansas Razorback Alex Collins, UCA football coach Nathan Brown, and horse trainer Dwayne Lucas. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a warm Friday, a high of 82 degrees. We'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or maybe a thunderstorm, but that's only a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the mid and upper 50s. Tomorrow, a warm Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Rain chances return Sunday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price, you're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The Classic Racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast. It's lively. It's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 7:30 on April 10th this Friday here at Oakland as they get ready for the big apple blossom race. 1.5 million, right? Is that what,
Big. Was it 1.5 or 1.2?
1.25 million. Yeah, that's big money. That's one of the reasons that Louis Sella is going into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tonight, the chairman here at Oaklawn, is that no other race track in America gives the kind of purses that Oaklawn does, and that's why they have grown racing so big here. They give back, and the money that they get from the casinos, they pour back into horse racing. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody said Chris Smith also died in April of that year. Defensive end that played 8 years in the NFL. Remember him? He's not as well known for whatever reason, but he did pass away then. I do remember that. So, yeah, 661-1037 is the number if you would be a part of the show. Today's National Siblings Day, National Farm Animals Day. Don't forget, if you have a man cave you want to submit, you just go to our website. There'll be a link on there for you to do that. It can be a Razorback themed man cave. And when we say man cave, you know, I meant to say, you know, maybe I need to define what a man cave is. To me, Roger, I don't care. A man cave could be in a patio where you go out there and you got a TV.
Oh,
and
I thought you were going to the gender part. No. So it could be. I think you were going to say, well, you should call it a person cave. I didn't know if that's where you were going.
No.
So what you're saying
it could be
is,
any area.
Is it a screened-in place?
I think, for example, our buddy Don Grisham has an area outside his house, and he's got that thing knocked out, and it's an area that's covered. Of course, it's covered, but it's like a patio.
Sure.
So I don't mind.
Okay.
You're
saying it doesn't have to be indoors.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a four wall. It could be a patio, really cool, but it's got to be me. It's got to be really. It can't be a pool area to where like there's a swimming pool to where it's just a. It's got to be self-contained.
Can it be your outside kitchen?
Yeah, sure, but not the kind like it's just the pool. It's a standard. It's got to have personality. It's got to have you know, you're hanging things out there. It's got to have its own area where you go to hang there.
I see what you're trying to do, and I see who you're trying to include. Other than that.
Yeah.
That's why
I don't think that'll be the majority of the
ones. No, the four judges will make that Justin, Melinda, Kanan, and D-Mac will look at that and they'll know.
And the best part of that is that we will come and do the show at your place.
Yeah.
That's it, you know, you invite friends over, you can do the things. Roger may want to spend the night there the night before.
So here's the thing. Any of you that start that do submit, get ahead of the game. Go to the store, stock up on some Diet Coca-Cola and some Topo Chico.
Yes, exactly.
If you can. I know there's no bottle Topo Chico out there to be found. So you can pick up the lemon lime cans if you need. But get those. And get something for yourself.
Also, too, if you're at a school district, we're going to try to do one or two deserving dozens before the end of the year. If you've got a school district and you want to honor your a bus driver, a custodian, a security guard, a counselor, every imaginable, you know, position that you can think of that's important in a school, reach out to me or Roger or Christian and say, hey, I've got a school district that wants to do that. We'll come out. We'll come to your place. Or actually, you'll come to Corky's or wherever we want to do that and honor them with a lunch and give them some Morning Mayhem T-shirts and just recognize them on the air with some graphics, too.
Absolutely.
So, want to do that?
That'll be fun.
Roger, the times for tonight's games, you've got the Razorbacks playing at Alabama 6 o'clock. And then the women who will visit with Ella McDowell is at 5 o'clock. Ralph Schuster brought up famous Ellas. Ella Fitzgerald is the one that comes to mind. But he brought up the hottest girl maybe in music. Is it Langley?
Langley.
I don't know who that is. She goes, must have been Texas, something about Texas. What is it?
Choosing Texas.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you. You know, we've got a guy that may could go toe to toe with Bart. Our producer Christian, Bart's obviously he's a straight A guy. Had scored a 35 on his ACT.
Yep.
And I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
He keeps that show.
He keeps him running.
Listen, that's how important he is. He needs to be on site.
Yeah.
He can't do it from remote location.
And if I know Bo Mattingly, we're going to get a bill for Chuck being on with us there that 5 minutes.
There's that guy right there. There he is. Hey, Mr. Smith.
Wayne Smith joins us now, the GM. He's busy. It's not easy for him to squeeze us in when he's got a lot of other things going on.
Appreciate it.
What's up, Wayne? Good morning, man.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, good to see you.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, got to keep it moving, don't you?
Moving.
Last time we saw you was the Arkansas Derby. Congrats on a new record.
Thank you.
73,000.
Crazy.
And this weekend, one thing I'm excited for you guys, you got good weather. My gosh, you guys have had enough bad weather breaks that
right.
It's a consecutive weekends with good weather.
Yeah, no, we're very happy about this weekend.
Yeah.
And obviously, Sports Hall of Fame tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And Apple Blossom tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to give you credit. You know, you're like me, you're a go-getter, and when you see something, you're going to keep trying, and you've been able to get the Broyles Award over here, which is, the Broyles Award loves it.
Yes, thank you. You were a big part of that.
It's a no-brainer, and then getting the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Again, it's just it's a perfect place to do it. Came to the reception. I didn't see you at the reception last night. Did you?
No, actually, we were the presenting sponsor for Arkansas Kids Read.
Gotcha.
And so that was up in Little Rock. They had their banquet.
Oh,
so
cool.
We kind of divided and conquered. So a couple of us went up there.
Yeah, tonight you'll have right at, a little under 1,000 people there for the Sports Hall of Fame banquet tonight. And it will be a tremendous dinner. And Louis Sella, one of your own, going in tonight.
Yeah. Louis Sella and Dwayne Lucas.
And Dwayne Lucas, too. I need to mention that.
Unfortunately. But it took so long to get him in there.
And I was making the comment earlier. I think, of course, you're involved. You're on the board of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I think it's important that, and I think that's the attitude now is get people in. Just let's get them in so you're not waiting until it's too late. Because you want to do it with a family. You can enjoy it with your family.
Correct.
So I love the fact that instead of waiting for Louis Sella another 10 years, he's been here. We've got nine is the chairman, the correct word? Is it president?
No, that's president.
Yeah, president.
Yeah.
Huh? You could have waited another 5 or 10 years, but why? Let's go ahead. This thing, the Oakland's at its peak, and it's why wait another 5 years? What he's doing, he's already accomplished. He's just adding to it. Why not go ahead and honor now where family can be involved in that kind
agreed,
of
thing? Agreed. Yeah. I don't know. His father was inducted in
18.
In 18.
No, so, no, I'm sorry, 2008.
2008, yeah. I don't know how many father and sons there are.
That's a great point.
In the Hall of Fame, but this is a special time.
661-1037. Pop us a text if you can think of another father-son combo or sibling. Well, I know the sibling combos probably there might
be. In the
Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. What are the guys at Dickie Stevens? The brothers there.
Bill Dickey?
The Dickey brothers.
The Dickey
right?
brothers?
Isn't there two Dickies?
Make
up your own joke. I don't know. But, that is
easy. Easy, Roger. I can see his head spinning. Way to go, Pat.
Back up, hamster. I'm trying to think.
Post time today is 12:45. That's the same way every day for the rest of the week.
For the rest of the meet.
Somebody asked, too, we're talking about all the things you can do here. You can watch the Masters. You can watch baseball tonight. You can watch softball. You can still go get, lay a bet down.
Yep.
All those things happening under one roof.
Correct.
Yeah. And so somebody did ask about concerts. You got any concerts coming up? You want to tease us
a little Rick Springfield.
May 1. A few tickets left for that. And
I'm sorry. I'm still backing up on the other thing. Are you talking about siblings or father-son?
Either one.
We're still Billy Ray Smith, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right, father-son?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, good.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Surely
daddy's in it.
Well, no, they both got to be.
They have to be.
Yeah, Billy Ray was a two-time All-American.
The Henrys? Is there some Henrys in there? Is there a couple of Henrys?
Not Mark. I don't think Mark.
You would know those.
Yeah.
The Allen brothers?
Oh, Jerry Jones? And Stephen Jones?
Both sisters in there now, right?
All three of them.
Okay.
Who'd you say, right. Todd?
The Allen brothers?
No, they're not in the... one of these days they might could be, but
you're talking about already in the Hall of Fame.
Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, yeah.
You know who might know it?
Who?
Wally Hall.
Yeah. And so, obviously, Wally was here last night.
The greatest journalist in the
world. Yeah,
Wayne, he's unbelievable.
Remind me, Wayne, what year did you start here?
16.
Yeah, so, and he started in, Lewis began in 17.
Lewis became the president, in but seven, he was involved with his dad for years.
How many years before that?
Years.
Okay.
I
think, you know, Wayne, for me, as somebody who's been in organizations, I think to be successful, you got to have good leadership.
Yep.
Number one. Number two, you got to have good people. And so that's one thing that you guys have had here. You know,
it's good people.
Eric Jackson, you, great hires.
I wouldn't say I'm the best leader, but I will tell you that.
You're a good leader.
The team is the best. Well, there's no better team.
Hiring good people.
Very, very fortunate.
And then you've got to have good leadership at the very top. I always believe it starts at the top in an organization.
Absolutely. It's been a good ride. The last 10 years, it's been pretty remarkable what we've been able to do here.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we were talking. It's hard to believe that with this show, we've been coming over here 22 years, and I have, and then Roger and I in previous shows, Roger with Tommy and me with another.
Well,
show
I've been for 16 with you guys here.
Yeah,
on this
16
show.
Here this show, and then we were Tommy here and a few years. So we've been coming over here 25 years doing shows over here.
So
is that crazy?
Wow, so about 17 years of those, you froze your butts off over by the paddock, right. And old Wayno comes and takes you guys.
You did.
The
funniest thing about that is Wayne goes, what? Why
exactly.
Why are you guys over there?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, they just put us there. Yeah, and then they go.
See, that's the thing that kills me, is that that's the way we've always done it.
Bingo.
I think the reason was, the thinking was, we could see the horses when they would come in. The problem is, when that door would come up, we've got a picture of me and Wally, when Wally used to do the show with us, and Tommy, this is before Roger, I think, and then Terry Walsh would come out, and we were literally, we had jackets with hoods on.
It
was so cold.
Well, and the other part of it may have been that, you know, once our show was over, then the other show that's here, you know, would they have been in here as well? Because people started setting down at that time, but you would have.
They could have put you inside the casino door, we did initially.
We did some of the casino, which were great. I enjoyed doing those shows. Our listeners are so smart. Do you see?
I did.
They're so smart. Yeah. Okay, so a couple others. So first of all, Walt and Buddy Coleman.
Yeah.
Of course, Buddy was a very big race man over here.
Really?
Yes, before your time.
Yep.
Well-known Coleman Dairy, and he's had a box there in the middle of that, you know, you finish line probably for 70 years, something like that. But both of them, I would imagine, are in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. That's one. How about the Nuts?
Yep.
Houston Nutt. I wonder if Houston Nutt Sr., as a coach, is in there. You know, he was famous, Wayne, for coaching the deaf school.
He's got to be in there. It wouldn't be his brothers, would it?
That's a good question too, Roger. I wonder if any of the brothers would be in there. That is a good question. Let's see here. Greenbrier School District reaching out. Yeah, listen, I see you on there. We will connect if you want to honor all your folks there at Greenbrier. 661. Here's another one. Mike Malham Sr. and Mike Malham Jr.
Sure.
There's a good chance that both of those are in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Huh. You know, Wayne, you also, too, Dwayne Lucas.
Yes.
And I just hate that we didn't get him in. It's, you know, he just passed, what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
No, he passed.
Six months.
It was during the summer. Yeah.
Has it been that?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Time flies. Yeah. But within this year.
Yes.
And so you wish, and he was really had been in good health up to, you know, that last year, right?
Yeah, he did well here.
Yeah.
You know, he left here, and then but he was in good spirits and good health when he left.
Yeah. So and then of course you also have, from an Oakland standpoint, Eric Jackson is in.
Yes, Eric Jackson.
Yeah. And then I would imagine Pat Day. If I had to guess, Pat Day is in based on his whole racing career.
Yeah.
But synonymous with Oakland.
Correct.
Too.
Correct. Next one we were trying to get is John Court.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was here forever.
Well, I think it's smart because people, you know, forget that this is, you know, sometimes they think, well, horse racing is different than it is a sport. It is, and you've got jockeys riding horses, and there's a skill to it, and
as Arkansans know, they love horse racing.
You betcha.
Just the Derby will tell you that.
I tell you, another guy who called me the other day, he's got a big event coming. He said, we need to be in the and he could have a legit point. Michael Todd. You know, the world champion arm wrestler.
Sure.
If you're a world champion at what you do, I wouldn't even mind if somebody, for example, if you're number one in the darts.
The darts.
I mean, if you're number one at a skill in the world or the country or the I'm open to taking that look. You know, obviously not the traditional sport, but certainly do that. Let's take a break. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody's trying to get me here, Roger. You see that? I see you there, 520. I see you, 520. You're not going to get me this morning.
Let me see.
People trying to get me to say things, Wayne, that would come back and bite me.
I got to give it to you, 520. Rainwater will fall for it. Do it to him later.
We want to apologize, Wayne, because I'm sure you've heard that we almost came to the fisticuffs with Bo and Chuck.
Oh, did you?
They got a little loud, and we got chest to chest, and we all worked it out until we got Chuck on the show here a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
He was nice about it. But, you know, that's what happens. You bring in these two powerhouse shows.
Yeah, you know what? But there's still only one.
Yeah, that's right. Morning Mayhem.
Thank you.
Wayne. If you got a question or comment, 661-1037. Proud to be here back at Oakland. Only got a few shows left over here for the racing season.
It's unbelievable.
You said 14 race days left.
14 race days, four weekends.
Yeah. You been happy with the way things have gone this year?
Very much so. We're going to change up the schedule here soon.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting...
Good.
We're glutton for punishment is what we are. But
I'll give you credit for not just saying, we're not going to move. You're trying to find the best things
to maximize. 4 days a week were a little bit more than what we needed to do.
Well, the 4 days a week, the new entry into the Breeders' Cup and all that, all those new things are coming, but you are staying away from New Year's Day.
The day after New Year's Day, you're not racing.
Are you still, unless?
No, New Year's Day we are.
You're going to do it? That was the day after New Year's Day.
What was it last year?
What was the day that you said, remember?
No, it was the day after the Derby.
No, I think you did.
I thought it was the New Year's Eve thing.
No, you did have to do it. That was the deal. Whose smart idea was it for us to be racing after New Year's Day?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the one you need to tweet.
Yeah, it was the Derby. No, so we
the Derby.
This year we didn't race after.
Smart the Derby.
And,
that's right.
And right now I think we're scheduled not to do next year.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
I love it.
I saw Wayne. He's like, whose idea was for us to be racing after?
It was big.
New Year's Eve.
Hey. Next year, 75,000 people. That's our goal.
That's what.
I want to try to get 80, but 75,000. Let's do it.
I think you got to build a bigger tunnel. All right, don't go away. 7:46 live at Oakland.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you, with state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. It's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
Their homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell Brookie a la Mode ice cream brings brownies and cookies together like never before. Big chunks of brownies, soft chocolate chip cookie pieces blended into a rich, creamy brown sugar ice cream. It's not too good to be true. It's just that good.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days.
for Bluebell ice cream at all Mad Butcher grocery stores and all Piggly Wiggly stores.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your projects. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Justin Akery with big news from Standing Firm Farms in Greenbrier. They now have brisket burgers, and they're hands down some of the best you can buy. With Standing Firm Farms, they raise single-source, high-end Angus beef, grass, or grain-fed. They're also a ground beef supplier for local restaurants, trusted for quality and consistency. Check out their steak, burger, or brisket burger bundle boxes online at standingfirmfarms.com with free delivery to your doorstep in most cases. It's local family beef for the natural state. Standing Firm Farms.
It's the 50th anniversary customer appreciation sale Saturday, April 11th through Friday, April 17th at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save 20 to 50% off store-wide and register to win $50,000 in giveaways, including a fantasy hot tub, salt system, pool heater, big green egg, and more. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and all Pollywood furniture. It's the Luxury Pool & Spa 50th anniversary sale April 11th through the 17th and save up to 50% off store-wide. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick on Drive Time Sports each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, celebrating 57 years in business, offering all new travel trailers, fifth wheels, and pop-ups at the inventory liquidation sales all month long. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com. Randy and Rick and the Shooter on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Little Green Acres?
Yeah, why?
Somebody's birthday.
Farm Day.
Oh, it's National Farm Animal Day. Your favorite farm animal, Wayne?
Okay.
Farms are, that's...
Here's the thing. You're not going to get that on Chuck and Bo.
Guess what?
Yep.
Horse.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. It's also a National Sibling Day. How many siblings do you have?
I have a stepbrother.
Okay, so you're sort of like me.
Yeah.
You're an only child for the most part. For the most part.
Yeah. Still to this day.
Roger's got a...
I'm the fifth of six.
Yeah, he had a...
Damn.
Absolutely. Listen, Mama, you know, back in the day, we all helped bring the groceries in.
Uh-huh.
She always had that. We all had our duties to help out as well. We all had to be the first one to dig our hand in that cereal box to get the prize, or you're fighting against a couple of siblings for things like that, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. Hey, shout out. You see that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jessica is listening. She's down in Hope, and she's got her little niece to wave to her. She's
Caroline.
Hey, Caroline. She's a sweet little girl.
Caroline.
And Jessica will be coming to the Sports Hall of Fame banquet tonight.
I really like that song, but I don't.
I know.
They play it after the Red Sox win, and we can't have that.
It's not.
A couple of things. Jason Shamlin's list. You know Jason,
who does some
amazing
absolutely.
Work. He's talking about sports. He says another big sport that he's involved with is competitive cheer. That whole world of, so that's another one. Again, I don't know if you have a coach, if you have an individual cheer person she's the United States cheer, but you have those kind of things. You don't hear a lot about them, but that is a sport in itself, too.
That's right.
So, I don't know if you heard.
Who does the perfect cheer?
He does the perfect cheer.
Yeah.
That was Darren McFadden that we heard coming back there, and he's going to be helping judge our Man Cave contest brought to you by Kaufman by Design and Kaufman by Design West. Do you have a man cave, Wayne, or does Dylan? Do you guys have a man cave together? Where Audrey lets you guys? So it can be a Dallas Cowboy. It can be a Razorback. It can be nothing.
It can be outdoor. Steve Brown at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union just gave a great name for what you fan cave.
or fan cave.
Yeah, yeah, how about that? How about that?
We may have that. We have a wall. We have a couple of walls.
Sure.
That are, you know, I got a Jeter and a Romo.
Is there a big TV in there?
There is not. It's in a hallway.
Okay,
it's in a hallway.
Okay,
in a hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
This has to be an area where you can go. You can get away. And
I had it at one of my other houses years ago, but I don't have one.
He's
here.
Never there. No.
Easy.
You're here.
Don't stir the pot.
Is that oh, sorry. Yeah. Very good. Sorry.
Or maybe it's because Audrey goes, no, you're not going to have a.
Yeah, exactly.
We will actually do the, we will do our show there from the winner. We mentioned, in addition to that, Darren, Justin Moore will be a judge. Kane and Sandy and his mom, Ginger, will be a judge.
Okay.
And then, and also Melinda Mayo, who had her last moment on television today. She signed off at 7:00. No more getting up early for Melinda Mayo after a 39-year career.
I finally met her.
Yeah,
last
right.
week
she said she took care of her.
Yeah, she came over, got her a box, and the offer still stands. Come on over for a room and get a spa.
And one of the things is she's got a diagnosis of a level of MS, and it's sort of, she thinks it may have been affecting her voice. They're still looking at that, but they said one of the things that you need to do if you're dealing with that kind of condition is sleep. And rest. And so the worst job is for that kind of deal is if you're working the overnight shift or you're doing like us, you're doing a morning television, morning radio. And television is even worse. They're getting up at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so, I don't want to.
Yeah, because they're on at 4, right?
4:30, I think. Yeah, something
and
like that.
And guess what else might be a good little treatment for it outside of rest?
Say it.
A little spa treatment.
Boom.
Little astral spa.
Say that?
Little astral spa.
Yeah, huh? How about that?
Get that massage.
It is. I was talking to some of the ladies last night that were at the, what is the name of the bar that you have in the lobby of the hotel? Do you have a name for that? It's just lobby.
No, just lobby bar.
Yeah, so there's some ladies there, and we were talking about the Astral Spa.
Uh-huh.
And I said, have you guys been in there? And I also said, have you tried on the robe? And because the robe in the room, I said, oh, no.
Oh.
The robe in the room is nice, but the robe in the Astral Spa is another level robe.
Oh,
it's a robe I've never felt before. It's and I almost wanted to see how much it would cost to buy one.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're for sale, right? Are
the Astral Spa robes?
Yeah, the Astral Spa robe. And,
it's the greatest robe.
It is different from the hotel?
It is, yeah.
From the room?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love the logo on there because you had the, when you were in Notre Dame,
Yeah, I sent you a picture of the Notre Dame.
That was cool.
You've got Oakland on this one.
Yeah, we got Oakland, but on the spa, it's Astral Spa.
In Rogers, it is so thick.
Talk to
it
me.
It is so thick.
We talking about the same thing?
It is so thick.
The
is
robe, thick. Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking
okay.
about the robe.
I'm back.
You're still back to the other conversation. So just
yes.
I don't even know how to describe what it is. Anyway, spectacular.
Yeah.
So Melinda needs to do that, and so
what is it? I mean, we've got to find out.
Yeah.
You've got to have that type of robe for your hot tub.
On your own. When you go
hot
out,
tub.
When you go out, you ought to go by there and say, would you mind? We just did the show.
Would you mind if I just get undressed and put on your robe? Sure. Security.
Well, if it's going to be promoted, who knows?
Even
there might be one for you.
Hello.
Well, Wayne, thanks for having us over again. We only got a few more days of racing.
Thank you, Wayne.
14 days of racing,
yes,
four more
yes.
weeks.
Yep.
Rick Springfield, still have tickets left?
Yes, a few, very, very few.
And more concert announcements on the way.
Yeah. Hats off on the Breeders' Cup thing, man. I think that's pretty awesome to have that entry.
That's a cool thing.
That's huge,
it's big time.
Yeah.
And we will see you tonight at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
I very much look forward to seeing everybody. And again, as I always say, thank you for your support.
Thanks. That's Wayne Smith, the GM here at Oakland. Don't go away. Ella McDowell coming up next, the Razorback third baseman. And looking forward to following her through, hopefully, all the way to Oklahoma City in the College World Series. She's going to be a lot of fun. All right, live from Oakland, it is 8 o'clock.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customers